This is the Making Good Podcast, episode 30. Welcome to the Making Good Podcast with me, Jen Gale. Stay tuned for inspirational stories from ethical and social entrepreneurs and people making good stuff happen in their communities, as well as tips, tools, and techniques to help you grow your ethical business and amplify your impact. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Making Good Podcast. It's fabulous to have you here. I'm recording this having just dropped the kids back at school for the first day of a whole new academic year, and I have to confess to possibly doing a little happy dance when I walk back into the house on my own for what feels like maybe the first time in nearly 7 weeks, and to the sound of silence. And now I'm starting to tackle the big to-do list that has accumulated over the summer. So before we dive into the juicy bits of today's solo episode, I just wanted to quickly let you know that I've got 4 spaces available for new coaching clients in September. So if you've got an idea for an ethical business or a social enterprise or a community project that you'd love to get off the ground, or maybe an existing project that you want to make progress on, then I'd love to help you get really clear on your big vision and to map out the steps that you need to get you from where you are now to where you want to be. Getting something off the ground or pushing it forwards is super exciting, but it can also be a bit terrifying and sometimes a little bit lonely too. So if you feel like you'd benefit from some support, some accountability, and your very own personal cheerleader, then I'd love to have a chat with you about how we might be able to work together and to see if we're a good fit for each other. I'll pop a link into the show notes, which are at jengale.co.uk, for how you can book in for a free, absolutely no obligation call with me to have a cuppa and a chat. Okay, on with the show. In last week's solo episode, I asked the question, what's stopping you? And explored some of the common things that hold many of us back from doing the things we want to do, we want or need to do to make the impact we would love to have with our businesses. And we talked about things like time and money. And I promised you that in this next episode, I talk about a couple of the other things that I often hear that are holding people back. Things like confidence, or more accurately, lack of confidence and fear. So if we take confidence today, even though confidence is a less tangible thing than either money or time, it can be hard to get a real measure on it. We can still approach it in exactly the same way as we did with time and money, and we can ask the same kinds of questions. So what would be possible if you had more confidence? If you were confident, what would you be doing differently? What else would you be achieving over and above what you're doing now? How would you be feeling? Yes, you'd be feeling confident, but how else would you be feeling, and what difference would this make to your business and to your life? Why do you need more confidence? What is it stopping you from doing? And what would more confidence mean that you achieve? How confident do you need to be? How will you know when you're confident? That can be quite a difficult one because, like I said, it's not as easy to measure as time or money. So how will you know when you are confident? What would you be doing differently? And then have a little think about who do you know who you think is really confident, and what is it about what they do that makes you think or lets you know that they're confident? And how is that different from what you're doing and what you're putting out there? How would it feel to pretend to be confident? Even just for an hour or an afternoon? What would you do in that time that you might not do normally? And then this is really important. What is your lack of confidence costing you? And what happens if nothing changes? The contrary to what some people might tell you, I don't think there's a magic wand that I can wave and you will suddenly be more confident. It's all about recognizing what your lack of confidence is costing you, what it's holding you back from doing, and then deciding whether the discomfort of stepping out of your comfort zone is a sacrifice you're willing to make in order to start achieving some of the things that you want to do. And it might not be at the moment, and that's okay. I honestly don't believe that we're either confident people or we're not. If you asked most people who outwardly appear confident, I'm willing to bet that they probably don't see themselves as confident. Sure, some people are confident in their skills or their abilities, but that didn't just happen. They had to practice. They had to step out of their comfort zones. They had to push through being a bit rubbish. And yes, they had to fail at first as well. I'm confident walking now, but I'm sure I wasn't when I was a baby. It's okay not to feel confident about something you've never done before or something you haven't done for a long time. Both of my kids love school, but they were both feeling a little bit nervous this morning about going back after 6 weeks off and about stepping into a new classroom with a new teacher. But I know that by the time I pick them up this afternoon, they will be feeling absolutely fine and they will go in tomorrow without a care in the world. Confidence is something that we develop, that we have to work on. And our confidence levels are probably different in different areas of our lives. My confidence in my ability to podcast was pretty low this time last year. I was terrified at the tech of stepping out of my comfort zone of writing into a whole different way of communicating. But eventually, the opportunities that I was missing out on and my frustration at myself overcame my doubts and my fears and my lack of confidence, and I had a go. You know that phrase, fake it till you make it? I think that's actually really true. Sometimes we just need to pretend that we are confident, whether that's at public speaking or sales or pitching our story to the media or putting on a podcast. How would it feel to put on the cape of confidence just for 20 minutes while we send that email, or just for half an hour while we give that talk? Make like you're Superman or Wonder Woman. Put your pants on outside your trousers. Actually, you might not want to do that. It does look quite uncomfortable. Don your cape of confidence and dip your toe outside of your comfort zone. What one thing could you do today if you were just one step further up the ladder of confidence? Which, by the way, isn't really a thing. I think I just made that up. You don't have to go from a total lack of confidence to this big, bold, brash, confident person. You just have to take one step. Do one thing. Pretend for just 10 minutes. And the next time you take another step, you wear your cape of confidence for 15 minutes. You do one more thing. Developing confidence is, like most things, a journey rather than a destination. So what one thing would you do today if you were more confident? And what one thing will you do today with your superhero cape of confidence on? Do let me know. I'd really love to hear. You can email me on jen@jengale.co.uk, or you can come and join in the conversation in the Making Good community on Facebook, which I'll also link to in the show notes. So have a brilliant, brilliant day. And I'll be back next time with an inspiring interview with one couple who felt the fear and did it anyway and set up the UK's only zero waste shop. Until then, take care. You've been listening to the Making Good podcast with me, Jen Gale. If you've enjoyed the show, I'd really love you to pop over to iTunes to leave a review and say nice things. I'd also love to hear your feedback and your thoughts, so do drop me a line on jen@jengale.co.uk or head over to my Making Good community on Facebook. Thanks for listening.